Finally, some discussion on how to stop automatic federal budget cuts, but that discussion may be too late. Francis Rose has details from federalnewsradio.com.
President Obama invites leaders from the House and Senate to the White House for a conversation about stopping sequestration. That discussion, though, is on Friday. That's after the cuts take effect. Friday's March 1st. The deadline for the cuts to take effect is Thursday night. Sources on Capitol Hill say nothing is going on behind the scenes. That means federal agencies will start implementing their budget-cutting strategies Friday morning. You can read the latest on federalnewsradio.com.
All right, Francis, let's get a little more in-depth here. What's included in these strategies from the agencies?
Well, that's part of the problem right now, Sean. Nobody really seems to know. One cabinet agency leader tells me his agency hasn't released a plan to even the top leadership there. So nothing's filtering down, of course, to the rank-and-file employees. That leaves a lot of question marks. What the jobs the agencies might furlough, what programs they might cut, how long the furloughs would be if they do them, things like that.
That is not particularly settling at this stage, being that we are just a couple of days from the Friday deadline for these cuts to start going into place. When are the agencies going to have to tell us what they plan on doing?
Well, they don't have a deadline for that. The calendar challenge they have is if they want to furlough employees, they have 30 days notice they have to give those employees to let them know that they could be taking days off without pay. All of the budget cuts that the agencies have to do under sequestration have to be finished by September 30th. So that means they would be trying to squeeze all of these furloughs into a six-month window because March 1st would be the beginning potentially of that 30-day clock ticking.
Now, Francis, everything we hear makes all this sound like it will be horrible. Are there other voices sounding off on this?
They're starting to. We've had a cohort of members in Congress, particularly Republicans in the House, that have been saying all along they're fine with sequestration happening. We're starting to hear people in the think tank community that are saying, wait a minute, this is 2% off of the entire federal budget, although there are parts that won't be affected at all. So we can't possibly come out of it that horribly. Some outside groups are talking about ways that the White House and agencies could try to spread the effects around, even within the constrictions that they have, the way the law is written.
So that's kind of a change in tone as we get close to this deadline here.
A little bit, yeah. I'm starting to hear a word, too, in that I have not heard as much or as prominently, and that's those are qualifying words like could and may. A lot of people talking about these cuts may cost this many jobs where that wasn't as prominent before. Mm-hmm. These cuts could hurt the economy in a particular way. And that is a bit of a differing in the tone. The other issue is how this is starting to play among the public. We're starting to see public polls that indicate that most people are kind of tired of the whole budget back and forth in Washington entirely.
All right. A couple more days to go until the sequester. Francis Rose of federalnewsradio.com.